This episode of the Spider Bites podcast is sponsored by TeePublic.com. TeePublic.com is an online merchandise store that showcases indie artists' design products from tees to totes to tapestries to whatever. They have thousands of designs, the prices are super affordable, and every purchase supports an independent artist. All of us at the Spider Bites podcast are picking out our favorite designs, and you can see what we like this week. Whether it's the Dabbing Husky or Thanos the Infinity Stone Bay, you can find and purchase these designs on t-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, or even phone cases. Just visit our store at teepublic.com/stores/spider-bites-podcast. Look, I know it's a mouthful, but the link will be in the description of the episode so you can find it there and see for yourself. And thanks again to teepublic.com for sponsoring this episode. It's a good way to get away from everything. There's so much going on in the world today. Video games kind of help. It helps you tolerate life.
It also fucks up your sleep schedule.
Yeah, it does that. It can fuck up your work schedule too. I remember when I got Spider-Man PS4, I called off work so I could stay home and play the game. Oh God. Hey, look, I just wanted to play Spider-Man. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Spider Bites podcast, where every week we answer questions about our lives in hopes that you can relate to it just a little bit. If you like that, you can head on over to twitch.tv/TJSpider every Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. Central Time to catch us as we live stream our recordings. This is episode 167. I am one of your hosts, Spider. My co-host, Ashley, is out of town this week, but I have a very special guest joining me, and you know her. She's been on the show before, but I have the very wonderful, the very gorgeous, the very lovely, Michelle. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Still upset about my money. That's gone now.
That's part of adulting. But I'm good. Pretty much when you get a paycheck, but then when you have
unexpected expenses come up, like a pet having to go to the vet, like, yeah, it's not great.
Yeah, that's
and I get to spend more money this weekend when I get my hair done.
True, but
that's gonna be like $200.
At least it's stuff that you want to do. I mean, the whole pet emergency thing, you know, that's something that's kind of required and something that was unexpected. Yeah. But at least you're getting to do stuff that you want to do. Stuff that you've been wanting to do for a long time now. So,
you know. And I needed a new keyboard because my other keyboard was crapping out on me. Or the space bar and the shift bar kept sticking, which are the most important damn keys when you're playing computer games.
Well, I mean, that's what happens when you cheap out on your equipment up front.
I didn't know I was going to be freaking playing Minecraft for, like, hours on end.
Uh-huh. I mean, that's with any game, though. Any PC game, you want to have good equipment.
Yeah, but I wasn't planning on playing PC games because I didn't think my computer could handle them, so uh-huh. I was being cheap at first. Hmm? I'm not being cheap no more. Well, okay. My mouse is still cheap.
I was just about to say, I'm pretty sure your mouse is going to be the next to go.
It's holding up pretty good so far.
Yeah, especially the abuse that you've been giving to it.
We're not talking about that. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. But I'm pretty much going to be in the same boat tomorrow once I get paid and have to... Because I got to get TJ's uniforms coming up.
Ew, uniforms. So
that's going to be pricey. Because I think, like... I want to get him a jacket now. I kind of do, and then I kind of don't. Because I know that it doesn't always, like, really get cold during the winter.
You're in the South.
But I know that sometimes it does.
And you're so, in the South.
Yeah, but I know it still sometimes... He will get cold. It's not
cold. You're going to have to prepare him for Canadian winters.
How am I going to prepare him for Canadian winters without bringing him to Canada?
I don't know.
And just go to a supermarket and stick him in the
supermarket freezer.
But no, it's just even because when they have to go to school in the wintertime, they like go catch the bus before the sun comes up. So it's a, you know, a little bit cooler than it would be during the day. So I'm not talking about like a big puffy winter coat. I'm just talking about like a jacket, something for him to put on his arms. And so, but the thing about it is that I don't know how much he's going to grow between now and December or January. So, I mean, I can just get him a bigger jacket, I guess, something that he'll grow into, but who knows? Either way, it's like $50 for a jacket because it has to have like the school logo on it or whatever. It has to be school approved. So, ugh. But I mean, you know, and so, and he's gonna grow out of the uniform. Secondly, he's gonna rip up the pants. He's going to rip up the pants. He's going to rip up the shirt. It's a fact. It always happens. When I was a kid and I was in school, the knees on the pants are always the first to go. If you're going to be running around at recess or during PE or whatever, kids fall knees first. Kids always fall knees first for whatever reason. And so,
the knees are always. Unless you're me and you fall and land on your hand, like on your fingers, and almost break your fingers.
No, don't want that to happen. Definitely don't want that to happen. Yeah. So, hands first. No, but and I mean, it's like a unnecessary thing that I know is gonna school uniforms and school supplies every year. It's something that you got to kind of prepare yourself for. You know, it's going to take a little chunk out of your pocket to make sure that the kids get all the stuff that they need. So either one way or another, I'm going to be spending money on him in the next few months.
I still got to go spend money on to go and get him food for this month.
Yeah.
Ugh. I found out he likes beef now. He used to not like beef, and I gave him beef yesterday for soft food, and he devoured it within seconds.
Oh, wow.
I gave him salmon today, and he has not touched it since noon.
Well, then. He's growing up, and his tastes are changing. He's refined his palate.
Apparently, I might buy him rats. I usually get him salmon, because I'm limited on what food I can get him, because he can't eat poultry.
Yeah, you know, they put poultry in just
and all food is made with freaking poultry. Yeah. So I have to get the limited ingredient. And so usually I'm limited to salmon, or sometimes they have rabbit. And so I'm going to try rabbit tomorrow. I think is what I'm going to try.
Okay.
We will see. Or beef, which he never used to like beef, so I avoided beef. But I was like, fuck it, we're going to try.
Do they put lamb in cat food? I know lamb is one of like the components in dog food. I don't know if it's in cat food too.
I feel like some, but they usually combine it with like the chicken and all that. So gotcha. It's cheaper.
Gotcha.
So. Even if it says like tuna, it is still usually like chicken broth or chicken meal in it. It's like, still can't have that.
Yeah. Chicken's universal. So. They put chicken in everything. So.
Yeah. Well, some animals can't have chicken. So.
And that's why things are more expensive for those animals. It's just like kids. The pets are your dependents. No. They're going to cost you money no matter what.
The kid, he's not even picky. He's allergic to poultry. So I can't get him anything that has poultry in it whatsoever. So he's on a great limited ingredient diet.
Yeah. So.
As he's hugging his fish right now, which I replaced the catnip in the fish. So there should be no more naughty time with the fish.
Good. Ugh. Hey, Trixie.
What are you drinking tonight?
I am drinking, I forget the name of it already, but it's the my G Fuel. It's basically pineapple flavor. I don't remember what the name of it is.
Is it like the Bahama Mama one?
No, not the Bahama Mama. I had the Bahama Mama in like the little single packets.
Yeah.
Those are really good.
I almost bought some of that today, but I'm not a big fan of pineapple, and it was pineapple and coconut, and I'm like, I hate coconut. So I'm not doing that.
Like Battle Blast or something like that.
Okay. I got me pineapple mango vodka soda, but it's really strong on the pineapple.
Oh.
So it's not great. Like, I've had pineapple mango vodka soda before, just a different brand, mm-hmm. and it was more mango than pineapple, which is fine. But this is, like, whole bunch of pineapple, and I'm like, eh.
Yeah, this. I mean, this one is this one is just pineapple, but the Bahama Mama, it, like, you could taste the pineapple, but it wasn't overpowered, you know. But no,
I was tempted to buy their Sonic one. They have the chili dog one.
I don't think I saw that one.
It was a gag. When it started as a gag promo, it was a poorly drawn Sonic. Let's see if I can get a picture of it for you. And they introduced, it was called a chili dog flavor. When pre-orders first came out, they also included their peach rings flavor in it free. Mm-hmm. So it's like, because it was like the gag, they knew no one wanted it. But then,
saved image. I know Michael and Fredo have been talking about the peach rings one.
See, I wanted to try the peach rings one, and then, but I was like, I want the cup for this one, because this is legit what the cup looks like. But the flavor is chili dogs.
It looks like it was drawn by a goddamn kindergartner.
But like, oh, it's so freaking cool, and I want it. And I'm just like, I don't want to pay $50 for something that really tastes like chili dogs. Right. Like, if you look at the thing on here, too, it shows a picture of the front of it, and I like the front. Because I was going to get the Petrine's one, because they also have that as well, but I didn't want the whole formal Sonic logo. And then, what was it? Yeah, Lady D one, but it's been sold out, and I'm sad.
Of course it's going to be sold out.
Like, I had Lady D on a cup, and I'm like, she has her own flavor, which usually isn't sold out, but I want the cup. They only have, like, phase cups right now, and then the black cup and the clear cup, and I didn't like them. And they didn't have a really good deal, so I'm just like, nah.
Battle Juice.
Okay.
Chat, I'm pulling this monstrosity up.
It's not a monstrosity.
It looks like it was drawn by kindergartner.
It's adorable.
It's
typically I go for like blue raspberry stuff.
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean Zach? Oh, Zach wants a Yoda in the back. I was like, there's a Yoda flavor? What am I missing?
Oh, the Squishmallow.
Yeah.
So chat, this is the... I got it up on screen. This is the Sonic G Fuel Chili Dog flavor and shaker cup.
You got to show the image on this website, though, that has the actual Sonic drawing on the cup.
Oh, God. Is it not the same drawing that's on the tub?
It is, but it has like the full body and everything on the cup.
That's awful.
It's great, but I'm like, it's the site keeps saying it tastes like chili dog. That there's a warning on the site and everything. I don't know what chili dogs taste like.
I don't want liquid chili dogs.
Loki, it's $50 plus $25 shipping. Unless someone wants to buy it for me, babe, don't even think about it. No.
Listen. I can make you some chili dogs and blend it up and put it in a liquid form if that's what you want. That just, it doesn't sound appealing.
If it wasn't $50, maybe I would buy it for the gag. I want the cup. But
literal chili. No.
Oh. Says no.
No, I'll pass on that.
It doesn't even ship till August, anyways.
Well then, well, I mean, you act like August is that far away.
It is.
It's really not.
The image. Look at it. Well. And then this is the warning they have on the site. Nope, not that button. Nope. Upload. That's the warning. See, chili dogs are a nice trickster, but I don't know about a chili dog energy drink. Is my issue. liquid form of a chili dog is questionable to me.
Yeah, I'll pass on that. That if you want to go ahead and spend the money on this, I mean, if that's what you want, then by all means, go for it. You can go to the G Fuel website, and I'm sure you can look it up. But warning,
I'm sorry,
this flavor really tastes like chili dog.
We're serious.
Like, who in their quality control, their QA, their R&D department?
It started as a joke on Twitter when they were first promoting the Sonic flavors and all that. No, Trickster, there's... I don't know.
I mean, I feel like people would be more upset if they bought it under the assumption that it tasted like chili dogs.
They had a pre-order pack that was all this, but then it included also a free peach rings thing. So I feel like this actually might taste like chili dogs.
I believe it.
But the cup.
You could buy a white cup and you can draw a Sonic on it like that.
No, not the same.
Is it not?
It is. I can't draw that well.
You call that well?
Yup.
I feel like anything you draw will be an improvement to that.
Nah.
And I'm sorry for our audio listeners. It's very visual, but just go to G Fuel's website. Just go to Google and look up Sonic G Fuel, and you'll see the shaker and all of its nonsense.
Nonsense.
Let me forget what I was about to say.
And then look at this beautiful cup. I'm sorry, I'm making it into off topic. I'm sorry. Very visual. But like.
Plus I got it. Now that looks really actually.
Exactly. It's just sold out though.
Of course, you knew it was going to. Anything with her on it is going to be sold out forever and in eternity. Hmm. In perpetuity. That's just the way things. I understand that, but you want it just as everyone else wants it just as much as you do. So you really.
Lady D.
Okay. So for all you Resident Evil Village fans out there, that's the Lady D shaker cup. It looks a lot bigger.
The cup's not available, Katie.
It's a lot bigger than all the other cups. Well, naturally, because she's a tall lady.
Yeah, it is. And then the tub that comes with it is bigger, too. It's a 60-serving tub instead of a 40-serving tub.
That's not fair. Why can't we have 60-serving tubs and all other flavors?
Because it's also like $20 more than the regular tubs.
I mean, $20 seems like a bit of a not balanced. That's literally 20 more servings for $20 more. $1 a serving? I feel like that's... That's kind of steep. But it is also limited edition or whatever. Or special edition. So. But, no, speaking of Resident Evil Village and video games in general. So to my topic this week, I have a question that I want to ask you. Do you remember what your first video game that you played?
Sorry. You started it.
What did I start?
You said, do you remember? Okay, sorry, continue. Video games.
Do you remember the first video game that you played, and do you remember what got you into video games heavily? Because if any of our listeners don't know, Michelle is a Twitch streamer. She streams 3 days a week on Twitch. And so you gotta, if you're a gaming streamer, then you have to have, or I would at least assume that you have to have some love for video games at, you know, at somewhere in your core. So I just want to know, like, what was the first game, was the first video game that you remember playing? Doesn't necessarily have to be the first video game that you played, but the one that you remember playing. And then just what got you into a love for video game and what keeps you into your love for video games?
One I can remember playing was, crap, which one was it? Remember which Game Boy was. Oh yeah, it was Game Boy Advance. Mm-hmm. And it was Scooby-Doo. It was some Scooby-Doo game on the Game Boy Advance.
Okay.
And that was like the first game I played like heavily, that I remember playing heavily, like, because we always did road trips and all that, so I took it with me, had my little light attached to it so I could play it at night on the road trip and all that, because backlight was a thing.
Yeah.
For all you youngsters sitting out in the chat right now, backlight wasn't always a thing on handhelds. You needed light. If it was nighttime, you're shit out of luck unless you had the little light. But because it went from that, because I started off having, I think the Game Boy Advance was my first video game console, and then I went up to like the Game Boy SP, and then I got the original DS, and then I went through all the DS, original DS, DS Lite, DSi. My brother got the 3DS, and then I took that for him because he didn't want to play it anymore.
Okay.
And when I was on DS, it was between like Animal Crossing and Nintendogs, kind of went to that phase. And then I stole my brother's Pokemon Silver because he got bored of it. And so I took it and I started playing that a little bit. And then we also had a PS2, and we played, it was a lot of racing games I was kind of into at first. And so we played, it was like an ATV type racing game. I don't forget what the game is called.
Okay.
And then also, there was a skateboard one, but it was like a Disney skateboard one. So you got to skate as different Disney characters through like different Disney maps. And so they had like Toy Story, they had Tarzan, and like they had a couple beachy maps and all that. And it was just like super like Disney, heavily Disney themed. And so I played that and ATV one religiously until probably about middle school. And that's when I kind of got more into FPS. And that's when I started Call of Duty, and then I started playing Call of Duty religiously as well, Black Ops 2. Mm-hmm. And kind of stopped that in high school, kind of stopped playing. Like, I think I took like a 1 or 2 year hiatus from like playing video games really like a lot. And then I got back into it with Destiny and started playing Destiny and Destiny 2. And then after everyone used to play with for that, kind of switched over to other games I didn't want to play. And then Call of Duty Modern Warfare came out. And I was like, ooh. And I had people that, wanted me to play with them. And so I downloaded that. And then, I don't know, it's just having people to play video games with or finding a video game that you really get into kind of helps me keep going with how I want to play. So like when I find like all the little horror games, like it's not necessarily games I could play with other people, but their story is great. They're entertaining to play. And it keeps my viewers entertained as well, as they love to scare me with just even my buttons up Channel Point Redemption.
Yeah,
but even like other games like COD and all that, like playing with friends and everything, kind of, it's just fun. What about you?
The first game that I can remember playing, I remember that, for any listeners who are out there who remember the Atari game system, if you didn't already know my age, it's definitely showing my age. But no, I remember that was the first system that I played. I don't remember what game it was. It was my mom's second husband. He had it at his mother's house. So anytime we went over to her house, it was over there. So we would play that. But the first game that I can remember playing, we had a original Nintendo system, an original NES, and we had what I believe was the first like multi-pack video game, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know if there was any more before that, but it was Super Mario Brothers, Duck Hunt, and I don't know, I guess it was just like Nintendo Track and Field. I don't know. I don't remember the exact name of the game, but it was basically those three games all on one cartridge. And the whole pack came, you know, it was a Nintendo system, the two controllers, and then you had the little pistol or whatever they call it for Duck Hunt. And then you had the trackpad for the track and field games. And so it's basically kind of like your DDR pad, Dance Dance Revolution pad, but it had 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. It had 12 little circles on it. So you could play up to six people. Never had that many people in my house to play it all at once, but you could play up to six people with the track and field games. And I mean, you didn't necessarily have to, because I'm trying to remember if you could actually play all that. Yeah, I think you could. It was like with the racing games, like the 100 meter dash, the 400 meter dash, the hurdles, you know, stuff like that. You could play simultaneously, but they had like all the, you know, your essentially, I guess you would call it like your leg track activities, your racing, long jump, triple jump. I think that was it, really. I think it was just those. But yeah, I mean, like your sprints and then your hurdles as well. And so that was the, I guess, like my first foray into video games. After that, we went from NES to a Sega Genesis. And I remember we had Sonic the Hedgehog 2. That was probably the game that my brother and I played the most on Sega Genesis, like to the point to where I don't remember what other games we had on Sega Genesis, but I vividly remember us being in summer camp, and the summer camp that we were going to was right around the corner from our house, probably like maybe four blocks away, because my grandmother worked at the school, and we would come home during the summertime. We would come home, and my younger cousins, they would be over at my grandmother's house because my grandmother and my great aunt would be babysitting them while we were at camp and their parents were at work. And so we'd come home and we'd all just basically sit in front of the TV and watch my brother play Sonic the Hedgehog. That was like the first, I don't want to say like streaming, but that was like my first foray into watching somebody else play video games for my enjoyment. Because he was always better at it than me. We had this system growing up that when we played games, he would, especially, I don't remember what computer game it was, but he would drive and I would shoot. And that's how we like co-opt games together. So he could have his attention focused on where he wanted to go. And then I'll have my attention focused on like our enemies or whatever. But, And then from there, it just was from after Sega, it was just all PlayStation up until 2014, 2015, something like that. The first time I got an Xbox. And that was an Xbox One. Yeah, it was an Xbox One. So I don't know whenever. It wasn't when Xbox Ones first came out, for sure. They definitely weren't new. They were out for a while. But yeah, that was the first time I had an Xbox. But with PlayStation, it was Crash Bandicoot, mostly Madden games. Like, I had every Madden game from 95 up until now. I think the only Madden game that I haven't played might have been just, like, Madden, like, between maybe 2012 and 2015, I didn't play. But, World Class Track Meet. Thank you, Katie. That was the name of the game. World Class Track Meet. But no, I was mostly big into sports games. I didn't play any multiplayer games until, honestly, I got the Xbox. My friend who convinced me to get the Xbox, he said that he was telling me about Destiny, because that was kind of when Destiny was coming out. And so that he was, you know, kind of hyping me up to play it with him. And I could probably count on one hand how many times he and I played Destiny together. And so I think that just kind of the whole PvP aspect of multiplayer games is just kind of what turned me off on, you know, multiplayer, just because it frustrated me, because I felt like I'm getting into the game late, and then of course everybody's better than me and there's not much that I can do except run in and get killed. So I'm just like, you know what, I'm just gonna play the campaign and be content with the game. At least with Destiny, it was more than just, you know, be done with the campaign and then you're done with the game. There was like a lot of stuff, replayability, even for, you know, a single player. And outside of the whole PvP aspect with the raids and, you know, having all, your fire team and all that stuff. But I mean, even still,
I wasn't allowed to do raids.
You weren't allowed to do raids?
They would never run them with me because I was too shit.
Well, yeah, that's probably why I never did any either.
I think Destiny was the only one, only game I've played campaign for. Like, I don't know. COD campaigns, I just can't get into. I don't know why.
Normally, I do, but I have found myself I've gotten more into the COD campaigns for your more like your modern games, like your Modern Warfare, your like Advanced Warfare, Infinite Warfare, all of those like modern to futuristic games. But when it comes to like your like World War, like Big Red One, World at War, like the historical battles, those, you know, I can't really get into the campaign for those. But even with Cold War, I started playing a campaign for that, and I kind of just fell off of it and didn't really have any like desire to go back and finish it. So I don't know. It didn't grab me like the Modern Warfare campaigns normally grab me. Because I know when I played Modern Warfare, I like kind of just worked my way through that campaign before I started playing multiplayer with you guys. And no, it was good. You know, it was a decent campaign. Modern Warfare 2 is probably one of my favorite campaigns to play in a Call of Duty game. Modern Warfare 3 wasn't bad either. But yeah, I don't know. Cold War just, I don't know, it didn't do it for me. But I'm like you. I find that playing games with other people, it definitely adds a level of enjoyment to it. It makes for those times where you're trying to grind out a certain achievement and you're trying to make a certain goal. It does make it a little bit more entertaining because you're not going through that frustration by yourself. And no, I think the thing that keeps me into gaming is just that there's always a different story. Because I do like a lot of story-based games, and I'm compelled by campaigns and storylines and stuff like that. The only thing I can't get into, and I think I talked about this in a previous podcast episode, is just I can't focus on something that's open world. If there's too much going on, if there's too much for me to do, or if I don't have like a linear focus, I find myself kind of lost, and I don't find myself going back to those games too often. It's just because there's too much going on. Unless there's like something that's really engaging me and making me come back, like there's something really entertaining about the game, then I'll come back to it. I mean, I played Horizon Zero Dawn, and I think it's the one thing that turned me off, and it's nothing against the game, because the game is a beautifully created game. The story was really good up to the point that I played it, but I am not a fan of stealth in games. I don't know if it's just my level of stress that I can't handle it or what, but I'm not a fan of stealth, and there is a good bit of that game. It's not that you have to be stealthy in the game, but if you want to proceed and progress in the story without having to get into a fight like every 30, 45 feet when you're traveling somewhere, you know, you kind of have to circumvent going around through some of the machinery that's in the game. And so I think that's kind of that little bit of it is just kind of what turned me off a little bit from the game. But in contrast to that, stuff like Spider-Man, the Spider-Man PS4 game, it had built-in stealth parts. And I think I probably played that game maybe 2 or 3 times all the way through. And because of my love for the character, my love for Spider-Man, my love for the franchise, I willingly suffered through those stealth parts in order to progress through the rest of the game and be able to complete it, because I was invested in the story. I wanted to see where it went. I'm trying to think. I don't think there were any stealth sections in Miles Morales. And hopefully when they come out with a sequel to the PS4 Spider-Man game, hopefully there won't be any stealth parts in that either. But if there is, you know, I was about to say I probably will play it, but 9 times out of 10, it's probably going to come out only on PS5, so I probably won't play it. So don't know about that one. But yeah. No, and it's just it's a good way to get away from everything. There's so much going on in the world today. Video games kind of help. It helps you tolerate life.
It also fucks up your sleep schedule.
Yeah, it does that. It can fuck up your work schedule too. I remember when I got Spider-Man PS4, I called off work so I could stay home and play the game. I just wanted to play Spider-Man. You can't talk.
Also, Also, I forgot that another. Around the same time, I had a Game Boy Advance. Like we, I started going to like a dentist, like a child's dentist, and all that. Mm-hmm. And they had a video game room in the waiting area. Like it was like an actual like arcade style, and they had like Game Cubes and all that. And it's Super Monkey Ball.
Forgot that about and Super Spyro. Monkey Ball.
That and Spyro.
I would love to see you play Spyro.
I almost bought it the other day, but it's still expensive.
Also,
don't check your Discord message unless you want to be disappointed.
I will wait then.
I mean, it's related to what we were talking about.
That's you. That's you, babe. You know
what?
That's you know. There's not nobody stopping you.
Need it.
I mean, you asked me, I want to say probably about a month ago, you asked me to make sure that you don't spend money that you don't need to spend. And I said, okay, mm-hmm. In order for me to do that, you have to tell me if you want to buy something or if you're about to buy something.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't.
Mm.
So I can't help you save money if you're not telling me you're buying stuff.
For the chat, since he's not saying it, I went and bought the Chili Dog Sanic bundle.
I mean,
I wanted the cup.
I don't want it to be a waste of money if it tastes awful.
That's why I got a tub of something else, and I got energy crystals because I needed to get to that $100 to get the free shipping.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm done spending money on frivolous things now.
Uh-huh.
Well, the only other frivolous things I'm going to buy is my haircut and my piercings.
That's not frivolous.
Well, my piercing's kind of frivolous.
That's not as frivolous as a chili dog flavored energy drink.
But Sanic.
Okay.
I will unbox on stream. And try it on stream.
Yeah, content. So I will be ready to clip that.
You gotta do what you gotta do for the content.
Do you? Is that who we're doing now? We're doing things solely for the content? That's a slippery slope, babe.
She says that but something even worse. What? Buy something even worse later, I think he means.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna be good.
Mm-hmm.
Because I bought everything I wanted / needed.
Until you see something else. Besides the haircut that you want.
And Diggle's food. And yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
Being good.
Mm-hmm.
Being good. Don't believe me.
I don't.
Damn.
I don't.
Damn.
Baby, I
know.
I
hate you tonight. I got you.
I know how you are when you want something. And unless you physically can't get it.
I gotta be good. Uh-huh. I know. I gotta be better about it, though. I'll be better.
Trying to help.
I'll be better. Look, The only other non-essential thing I would buy is a game if I find a good game that's come out, but I was looking today and I couldn't find anything I liked, so.
I want to get, I want to get the new, what is it called? Mario Golf Super Rush or Super Crush or whatever it's called.
Is that for Switch or?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm thinking about getting that when I get paid.
Diggle says hi.
Hi, Diggle. I'm sorry that I can't
see him. Preventing him from rubbing against the mic.
But chat, I really wanted to have Bippin on screen. She had her camera all set and ready to go. She was ready to grace us with her lovely appearance, but my computer just won't allow it.
Allow you to see my cat make his appearance because we all know he's the star of the show.
True. And he was ready to take over the podcast, but unfortunately, until I can get a better computer, I cannot stream and hold a video call at the same time. It's not that I can't stream and hold a video call. I can't stream, hold a video call, and then broadcast the other person's webcam on stream without going at like a frame and a half per second. So that's going to have to wait. But at least once Ashley gets back.
He said something into the mic, but I don't know what he said.
I'm sure it's something very
insightful. He was having a long conversation with the mic.
He wanted to monologue for a little bit.
Apparently.
but at least when Ashley gets back, I can tell her that she doesn't have to worry about rushing to get a light so she could be on camera because my computer won't be able to handle it just yet.
Disc, disc, disc.
Don't disc me.
I do what I want.
This was never in the plan, so I didn't know that I needed to prepare for this.
But on the topic of non-essential things, I did buy a video game today, but it's in substitute of a gym membership because it's Ring Fit. So we're going to get in shape.
We are going to get in shape. We're going to attempt to get in shape.
Kat, I need you to not rub the mic stand. No one wants to hear that.
Like Kat said, he does what he wants. Team Fit. Yeah, we're going to be Team Fit. So,
Shane, I'm finally getting back in shape. It's going to happen.
So, chat, my family issued a challenge. Well, not necessarily my family, but my brother. My brother came down to visit for the 4th of July holiday, and he was livid, I can say, for a lack of a better word, that he felt that I am the same size as him, but he's very upset that I weigh less than him. My brother's 3 years older than me. He's about an inch or two shorter than me. And so regrettably, we do have the same body shape. He's a little bit rounder around the middle, around the midsection than I am, but I have a bit of a spare tire around my midsection as well. But he is bigger than me. His arms and his legs are bigger than I am. And his face is a little bit rounder than mine is. So he carries his weight differently than I do. But he was just in disbelief that he weighed more than me. And so I'm like, I know. So when I went to see him for the 4th of July, I knew he was going to bring it up. So I purposefully weighed myself before I even went over there because I knew that's what he was going to ask me. So I already had it prepared when he brought it up. And so since he didn't believe me, I stepped on the scale this morning and I sent him a picture of it. I was like, since you don't believe me, this is my weight. He still didn't believe me. And so,
I mean, sounds about right.
And I told him, don't be a hater all his life.
He was also the one trying to sell you life insurance or something.
Well, originally he was trying to sell me life insurance and then he was trying to get me to work for him selling life insurance. You know, that whole
pyramid scheme.
The whole Primerica. I work to get you into the company and you work to get other people in the company so that every time Nate made money, you can make money. So you can make money. So I can make money. That whole thing. Yeah. But so he issued a challenge. He was saying that, you know, he's going to ultimately weigh less than me. So I'm like, all right, bet. And so we got my cousins in on it as well. And so for starting Sunday, July 11th, we are going to start a weight loss challenge. And it's basically going to be whoever loses the highest percentage of weight. So, you know, basically you want to lose as much as you can, but we're trying to see who's going to lose the highest percentage of weight. So we got 4 weeks. So I think it's from July 11th to August 7th. So 4 weeks, we're going to do our best and try to get in shape. My nose appears perfect. Yes.
I'm like, fitness book, new hair, nose piercing, Gucci. And I'll get my chili dog energy drink, some chips and nuggets.
Yeah. Have fun with all of that.
That is going to be an unboxing on stream.
It's going to be the same face that you made when you tried the bubblegum G Fuel. That's what it's going to be like.
No, don't remind me of the bubblegum
G Fuel. That is exactly what it's going to be like. And then you're going to have a tub of it.
Better than that.
To get through.
40 servings of it.
Uh-huh.
Watch Pippin love the flavor, I swear.
I hope so.
I'm really hoping it's just a gag and it's not going to be chili dog.
If it's not going to be chili dog flavor, what other flavor would it be?
They have like a mystery flavor, so it could be whatever that mystery flavor is. They could have just rebranded it.
I feel like that's running the higher risk of not liking it, because it could be essentially like a bubblegum flavor type thing.
The optimism. I need to be optimistic. I just spent $50 on it, so being optimistic.
Unnecessarily.
Well, I've already spent a bunch of money today, so what's another $50?
So you spent a bunch of money, so why spend another $50? Should be your question.
No, why not?
No, not why not. Why spend it?
For the cup. I told you I'm gonna be better about it now. I just needed to have a little frivolous spending before I was better about it.
You said that last time too.
Yeah, well, I realized I gotta be better now after dropping $400 at the vet.
You realize that now after you spent the $50 on the Sanic bundle.
You know, she really said just throw it in the bag, get your girl.
Uh-huh. I tried to. She did it without me knowing. What she did is she sent me the picture of the receipt after she already bought it. She wasn't like, oh, this is what I'm thinking about getting. She sent me the receipt. Because what I'll do, because when I was thinking about getting this chair, I sent her, I was like, hey, thinking about getting a chair, because my other computer chair started kind of crapping out on me and just started sinking for no reason. I was like, hey, thinking about getting a chair. So I talked to her about it. She's just like, hey, this is what I bought.
I'll be better.
Uh-huh.
Well, again, like I said, the reality hit when I realized I got to drop $4 at the damn vet this week. So, gotta have that emergency money now.
After you spent the $50. After you spent more than the $50.
Wow, that's just rude. I'll be better.
Okay. Chat, we're going to hold her accountable. We are going to hold her accountable. So we're going to broadcast.
I also did get a tax refund today. So like, you told me to treat myself. Hold on. Back it all up. You told me to treat myself. I was treating myself.
But you also bought. You bought clothing. You bought the video game.
Yep.
You scheduled your hair appointment.
No, hair appointment was going to be done regardless. I had scheduled that weeks ago.
But I didn't know that.
Oh, sorry. Hair appointment wasn't dependent on the tax refund.
That's why I said treat yourself, because you said you would. Okay.
Tax refund was spent on video game, new keyboard, clothes, necessary clothes, and the G Fuel.
Okay.
Men always tell you to spend the money and then get mad. Exactly!
No, exactly. That is not true. I'm not getting mad at her for spending money. Mo, you came in at the wrong time of the conversation.
Thank you, Mo.
Mo, You did not hear. Tell me what you spent the money on.
I spent it on an energy drink.
You didn't just spend it on any
energy drink. A collector's box
energy drink. Not just any energy drink. You know what? Let me pull it back up. Let me pull it back up.
I was going to say pull
it
back up because Shane's in here too.
Yeah, let me pull it back up. So y'all can see exactly what she spent her money on. And I'm not... It is her money. Mm-hmm. I am not judging her for spending her money. I don't understand mm-hmm. it. I don't understand it. I wouldn't do it. I'm not judging.
You're hardcore judging.
I am not judging you at all. It's just I wouldn't do it.
You can't be tossing haircuts in there because I haven't got my haircut since last year.
I didn't say...
over a year.
But that's why I said when I was saying treat yourself, yes, you deserve to have your haircut professionally. But you deserve to have your hair professionally done. But I didn't know because you didn't mention it to me until today. I didn't know you had it scheduled already.
See, y'all, he's going to kick me off this podcast so damn fast. He's not going to want me back on here.
I'm not going to kick you off the podcast.
Pickle fries. You having struggles?
No, I had to scroll back up to it so I could get in on in the window. So this is what she spent her money on. This is what.
But you gotta show the other cup.
What other cup?
Well, no, the cup, the actual cup with the image. What other image I sent you? With the full body, Sanic. That one.
Chat.
Like, come on, look at that cup.
Chili dog flavored energy drink. And a Sanic shaker cup.
And Katie, I'm gonna do a blue. I'm gonna chop my hair off and do a blue black.
She's saying, "What the fuck is happening right now?"
Your girl bought a Sanic cup. That is chili dog flavored. We gotta talk. So that wins when you don't talk to me, Shane. I go off and do shit like this.
Don't let her put that on you. Don't let her put that on you. She would have did it regardless.
Do what I want.
Exactly.
What I want.
She does what she wants. So nobody's going to talk her out of it.
I do need to get some of that good smoke, though. That's nothing I need to get. Is that considered unnecessary, or am I allowed to buy that?
Baby.
I mean...
That is... A necessary.
I'm just saying, am I allowed to buy that?
What's the word I'm looking for?
Is it authorized by you?
Is now what? I quit. I do not hold jurisdiction over your finances or your spending habits.
Uh huh.
You buy what you want.
Mm-hmm.
But no, that is a necessity. That is always authorized. You never have to ask if you can buy that.
Small brains entertained by small things. I mean, so Uncle Dougie is
for... Maybe unnecessary, but at the moment, very necessary.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so at some point in August, that'll be an unboxing on her stream, and we'll all get to watch live as she tastes her chili dog energy drink for the first time and see if it was worth it.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be something.
It's going to be great. I feel like you're getting sick of me.
I am not getting sick of you. I was just looking at the time, and I was about to ask if you had a topic, because we were already almost at an hour.
I mean, my topic was just, it was just something stupid I found on Google, so it's not as great as what we've been talking about. I'm coming to pick up a scoop if it is.
Speaking of scoops, so I opened my Battle Punch for the first time today, and what is up with that scoop?
What about it?
Why is it shaped the way it is?
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, I was confused. I was like, do I need to break the top of it off, or...
No, you don't break the top off.
Well, yeah, I realized
that.
I think
it's just so... I think it's narrowed down, so if you wanted to just put up in a straight-up water bottle rather than into a cup. Oh,
okay. That makes sense. I didn't even think about that. That makes perfect sense.
Because not a lot of people buy shakers, so like...
Right.
If you want to put it... Or if you want to put it through the lid of the shaker rather than like through the mouth opening of it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That makes sense. See, this is why I ask you questions, because... I don't think of things like
good
that.
Good answer sometimes.
Most times.
Sometimes.
See, I'm trying to give you credit. You don't want to take it. But what was your question that you found on Google?
It's way out in left field. I don't even want to bring it up now. Wow, okay. It's so far out in left field. Oh, no.
How is the Gamer Juice? It's good, Mo. I mean, because G Fuel, they have, like, a lot of different flavors. And when I was looking for one to purchase, they only had, like, a few on sale. So I was just kind of going through the ones that they had on sale to see which one I wanted. The Battle Punch is just, it's a pineapple flavor, but it's really good. But they have, like, a Bahama Mama, which is, like, a tropical pineapple citrus type flavor. That one's pretty good. Watermelon's good. Strawberry banana's good. Babe, you have any other ones that you tried that you thought were pretty good? I think she may have had...
Sour blue chug rug.
Sour blue chug rug. So I'm guessing that's like a sour
blue raspberry. It's like sour blue raspberry.
Say that 5 times.
And hype sauce was also good, which is like a raspberry lemonade.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds pretty good. I didn't see that one.
I'm gonna die a lot more in Minecraft.
Wait, what about Minecraft?
They just announced that they set the server to hard difficulty and mobs will be a lot stronger when venturing out. Just make sure you're equipped to fight them or run. It's sink or swim time, people.
Wow.
I'm fucked.
That's your people.
Oh.
Have fun.
Oh. I got killed by an Enderman last night.
You need to incorporate a buddy system. That's what you need to do.
It's kind of hard when everyone's spread out by like 500 blocks. Unless you're Conrad and you're spread out by like 7,000 blocks.
Well, I mean, I provide more entertaining text feeds. You'll see a lot more death messages popping up. Either that or just don't venture outside at night. Yeah, less of... a chance of getting killed by a mob.
I mean, yeah, people won't go to net anymore. Facts. Oh my god.
But with that, absolutely. Thank you for joining me. Babe, if you would like to tell the chat, I'm pretty sure the chat knows where to find you, but for all of our audio listeners, if they would like to find you and follow you in your streaming endeavors, if they want to come and see the live unboxing of the Chili Dog Energy Drink, can you tell them where they can find you?
Yeah, if you want to just look up Bip and Queen on Twitch, I'm going to put a link in the chat. Doesn't ban me. There we go. There's my Twitch down there. You can also find all my social... True. You also find all my socials and all that there as well. And yeah, so it says the Chili Dog's supposed to ship in August, so hopefully sometime in August we'll get that. But normally I stream on Tuesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Tuesdays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Eastern respectively, and then Saturdays, 3 p.m. Eastern. is what I should do. Yeah, words, hard. But yeah, do a lot of horror games, FPS games, Minecraft now, and yeah, it's fun.
So definitely check Michelle out on all her socials at Bippin Queen. But you can also check out more of the Spider Bites podcast. You can get involved and be a part of the show. We've engaged with chat a lot today, which is awesome. We always love engaging with the chat. So you can watch us, as I mentioned at the top of the show, live on Twitch every Thursday at 7:30 p.m. Central Time, twitch.tv/TJSpider. But if you can't catch us live on Twitch and you have a question that you want to ask for the show, or you have something that you want to share, something that we talked about, you can find us on social media. You can go to our Tumblr page at spiderbitespodcast.tumblr.com. There's an Ask Us Anything link right there in the middle of the page. You can click that, send us a message, or you can find us on Facebook. Just search for Spider Bites Podcast, and that's Bites, B-Y-T-E-S. Or you can find us on Twitter at Spider Bites Cast. Any one of those ways via social media, you can message us, tweet at us, ask us questions, leave us comments, share stories, anything you want to do. We would love to hear from you. And if you want us to read anything that you sent us on the show, we would absolutely do that. If you want to forego social media, you can email us at spiderbitespodcast@gmail.com. Again, we'll get it the same way. We'll take that. We'll read it on the show. Or if you don't want us to read it on the show, we'll definitely reference it and get back to you through email if it's a question that you want us to answer. If you have a question about setting up your own podcast or a question about any of the equipment that we use, we will gladly answer any of those questions to you. If you want to keep up with the show, you can subscribe or follow us on just about any podcast streaming service. We're on Apple, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, Podchaser, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Pandora, you name it. There is a very, very good chance that we are listed on there. But if you do follow us on any of those podcast streaming services, we ask if you can leave us a rating and leave us a review. It's a good free way to help the show. The ratings help us move up those podcast charts, so that way when someone is looking for a new podcast to listen to, they'll be more likely to see our show listed on those charts based on how many ratings we've received. But the reviews help us because it lets us know your honest feedback about the show. It lets us know the things that you enjoy, the things that you think we can improve upon. So we take that feedback and then we kind of workshop some stuff around, and then basically we just want to bring a better quality show to you. But if you don't use any podcast streaming services and you still want to keep up with the show, you can go to our website at spiderbites.buzzsprout.com. It's an online audio player. You go to the website from wherever you can access the internet, whether it's on a PC, laptop, phone, or a tablet. You scroll down to whichever episode you want to listen to, and then you can just play the show right there from your browser. If you want to get in touch with myself individually, my social media links will be in the description of the show. I'll have Michelle's social media links in the description of this episode. Ashley, her social media links will be in the description of the show as well. So if you want to get in touch with us individually, you'll be able to get in touch with us from there. So, babe, as your second time being on the show, how did you enjoy it?
It was fun. It's a lot better than the first time.
I had a feeling you would say that.
A lot better.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, because I might have you on in a couple weeks.
Okay.
If you want to. I'm not forcing you to.
That sounded a lot like a force.
I'm not forcing you to. It is entirely up to you.
Uh-huh.
It is entirely your choice. You have every right to decline if you want to.
I mean, I feel bad if I decline, so.
I'm not trying to guilt
you. I feel like anything. I got fans now.
What do you mean now? You've had fans. This entire chat has been on your side for.
Nah.
I don't know, since before this podcast. It's not like. Okay, we can go back to any one of your streams anytime you and I have not agreed on something and see whose side they take.
Nah.
But regardless. But I'm definitely happy to have you. I'm very appreciative that you said yes and you agreed to be on the show. I thank you very much. Thank you, Shane. Somebody will take my side. I will say, be careful, because you are on the side of a losing battle. I'm probably like 0-85 right now. So we've been taking some L's, so just be prepared. If you're going to jump on this side, we're probably going to be taking a few more. Just want to prepare you for that before we band together. But No, babe, again, thank you for joining me on the show this week. Ashley will be back next week. She'll be back from her trip up north, so I'm sure she's going to have plenty of stories to tell. So please be sure to come back next Thursday, twitch.tv/TJ Spider. We will be live again. And to all of our listeners, to all of our friends here in chat, thank you so much for joining us. We love you. We appreciate you. And we hope to see you all for the next episode. Bye, everybody.
Bye.